Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today, of course, is Tuesday, the 12th of November. Good morning, everyone. Very, very welcome to join us. We've got a bit of good news. Post Donald Trump's election, we were willing to position ourselves in the dollar. We had a bit of a vicious snapback, a bit of market manipulation last Thursday, but we've been able to get into those types of trades again, and they've begun to pay off quite nicely. So in some really good profitable trades, unfortunately, it's second time round, they're performing really quite well, and we're actually in a profit-taking phase now. So we'll explain what that means during the European trading session. Markets have kind of achieved, in terms of the trades that we're in four different trades at the minute. We could have added a few more yesterday. We were quite comfortable managing our exposure. They've had a decent run overnight, and now we're in sort of a period where we're looking to take a little bit of profit. So we'll be doing that today, hopefully, trying to maximize our returns. And the problem is, when you're securing trades in markets where you understand why markets are moving the direction in which they're moving, you're able to get into them, decent entries, and those markets sort of move in line with expectations, especially with the amount of volatility that's out there at the moment, which is quite significant. You kind of want to let your winners run. And that's really the basis of some of the trades that we've been in, because you never really know which one's going to fly and which one's just going to meander. So you open up the chances to let winners run. And then you just make sure that you can, in certain conditions, you can do that. Not all conditions. Like, we haven't been able to let winners run really that much over the last couple of months, perhaps. Last week was a really important week for financial markets, as you all know, with the FOMC still deciding to cut 25 basis points. They don't really understand what impact a Trump administration or those fiscal measures will have on their policy, but they're cutting for now with a really strong economy. So we're not too sure if that'll come back to bite them. It very well may do, because they were probably 6 to 9 months late actually start raising rates with the inflation dynamic. And there's some that argue, you know, they're probably cutting rates too early. Now, we'll see how this plays out, because if they make a big error, there'll be massive consequences for markets. And we're already seeing bond yields beginning to re-invert. So they were inverted markets for quite some time, I think about a year and a half. Then they unwound, normalized. We had the interest rates coming down broadly, but we've had, you know, bull and bear steepenings, which what it allowed was the market to operate in some sort of normal capacity. It's only just a headline number, but in the discussions this morning on Bloomberg, actually, it was stated that there's somewhere in the region of $7 trillion worth of capital swishing around the system, more so than pre-COVID. So when we ask ourselves, why do we have this everything rally? Why is Bitcoin flying? Why is, you know, gold close to all-time highs and stock markets continue to rally? It's because there's money to pump. Now, that's the unfortunate word, is it's a pump. You know, it's people are feeling really positive and enthusiastic about committing their capital at really excessive valuations. But that's what's happening. So we're wanting to go with it. We're not wanting to. Our focus has been with the dollar more so. If we had a choice out of the equities rallying, which they've done again since Donald Trump was elected, or the dollar, there's some fantastic opportunities in the dollar. Okay, so let's get straight into it, and we'll keep it quite simple. We don't need to overcomplicate things at the moment. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable trades need to consider which markets to trade. It's all about US markets at the moment. They are the global drivers. Yeah, you can pay attention and spend a lot of time elsewhere. Really, US equities, dollar, gold and oil, that's where you need to be really at the moment. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? Of course, that's your trading strategy and your approach, but also you need to be able to manage risk effectively. How do we manage each trade? That's what we'll be doing today. So hopefully we'll be booking in profits. You know, we can never really tell we can never really be accurate in terms of this is the precise moment to be exiting, but we do sort of put the onus onto the markets to determine, right, when should we leave? And we're going to show you that today. We want to show you that every day. We haven't really been able to be that effective because we haven't had markets kind of run in a very correlated fashion where you understand why the dollar is, there's a bit of capital piling into the dollar. Along with trading psychology, all very important features, of course. So we address these considerations. So market psychology is euphoric. It's just pure euphoria post Donald Trump. We're already up at all-time highs, and yet we've seen extended highs. Something that's just pricing in now is the dollar impact, which we're taking advantage of. So we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient. So let's touch upon Forex Factory, which is where we get our news. Yesterday was a bank holiday in North America and in France as well. We have today, and this week is really about inflation. So today is a little bit on the quiet side, but tomorrow is when it starts getting a little bit more interesting, which basically means we have the option and the benefit to let winners run if we're in them, which we are. So that's really the name of the game today. We've had claimant count change coming in lower than expected, higher than previous. Earnings index looked like it's rallying. So wages on a quarterly basis are rallying, but a big jump in the unemployment rate. So similar to the US, good economy, lowering inflation, reasonable earnings. Surprisingly positive job numbers, but the unemployment rate has been ticking higher. Let's see where the low was. So the low was really way back in December of October of 2022. Okay, that was the kind of the market pivot after the Fed started to raise rates. So we were in a rate hiking cycle at that point, along with the Bank of England. We had at that same time, 3.5. So we're up at 4.3. So I think it's fair to say we kind of have a growing unemployment rate, which is a concern for these central banks. It's why the Fed cut 50 and another 25. So 75 in the last two meetings, 75 basis point cuts in the last two meetings to try and reassure markets and just save off the job losses, because that could turn into a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Just to touch upon tomorrow's news event. So this afternoon, nothing of any major concern. We're going to be hearing from all these central bankers. So they might say a little bit more about the Trump administration and things like that. So we keep a close eye on that. And then tomorrow, it's all about US CPI. So we've actually got elevated headline CPI potential, previously 2.4, and this is going in the wrong way for the Fed. So that means you could get a bit of a risk-off market response to that particular event. And then PPI, we actually have headline coming in a bit higher and also core PPI. So this is already looking, core CPI is still at 0.3. So we've got flat month on month inflation numbers on the previous, but an uptick in annual headline CPI and PPI as well. Looks like it's coming in slightly higher. So these are, again, are further inflationary dynamics along with, and we're going to hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell as well. Due to participate in the panel discussion titled Global Perspectives. Yeah, every central bank will have their own perspectives. Audience questions expected. So the dollar braces for US inflation data and several Fed speakers. Now that this dynamic with inflation really plays into that dollar dynamic. Bond yields are likely to rally. Let me show you that just ever so briefly. We've got the 2-year at 4.32, and you might hear it or not in the news in the next few days. If this 2-year rallies above the 10-year, then you've got this inverting bond yield dynamic, which we just unwound. Now, when you move into this inverted realm, there's historic indicators to suggest that a recession is coming down the tracks. Then what we were hearing was, as soon as you uninvert and you normalize these bond yields, that it signifies a recession's on the way. And recently there's been a lot of talk about if these markets reinvert again, that definitely means there's a recession on the way. And as you can see, there is no signs of any recession. And we keep saying, you know, it's important not to, I don't know, get too carried away with the headlines, because what we can clearly see is we've got a really strong economy, lower inflation. We've got equity markets at all-time highs. But we also have this strange dynamic with the bond yields rallying, and they're rallying aggressively. And this is why we're really trading the dollar. So where are we at? Well, if you look at these trades, we are we're in periods of profit taking in the euro dollar, the pound dollar, the dollar Swiss to the upside, and crude oil. So our directional bias can remain very much intact. If I get my levels up. So these are the directional biases from yesterday. Not too sure where that one came from. So as far as these equity markets, yeah, we may get a bit of a short-term pullback, but our bias is very much to the upside. So it'd be looking for multiple opportunities to try and get into those. We've had a good move in crude oil, got pretty close to our take profit, just at slightly lower levels, getting a little bit of a bounce off those lows now. And the dollar pairs are still performing really quite nicely. So we're really going to stick with this dynamic. We'll hopefully see new lows. And if we do, we'll stick with them. If they start to reverse around these lows, then we can look to take profit. And we'll look for more opportunities again. So that's the plan of action. So we're going to break these down in a lot more detail. So from a trade plan perspective then, we spoke about the potential impact of a Donald Trump. It looks like we've got a red sweep. He's a few, just I think 4 or 5 away from a majority in the House of Representatives. You know, really easy to see there's just euphoric dynamic in response to Donald Trump. They're probably trusting that, okay, his policies aren't all great policies. It increases debt, which is not really something that the US should be going out of their way to do. So if you get that impact on US debt and you stop people from moving in over the border and entering the US, then you're removing that there's benefits to immigration as well, especially when it comes to low-paid workers, and you're removing that support to the economy, which again is inflationary. So we've really focused a little bit more so on the dollar and bond yields. We've seen gold sell off quite a lot, so that's an anomaly, really. It is reacting to a really strong dollar, which is really what our focus is. And the impact on inflation is likely to be higher. We're looking like we're going to get a slightly higher inflation dynamic this week. And that may just start to grow over the coming months. So we need to be mindful for that. Again, it kind of supports the dollar trade. So trade plan for the day, it's not hugely different really to this trade plan is not hugely different to yesterday's. Even if we get a bit of a pullback, we'd be looking to get into those trades again. So our focus is very much on the dollar. So broad expectation for bond yields to rally. Equities to rally. And we do have these new lows now. See, we are running, well, we're pretty close to the 106 in the euro dollar. That will be a strong support level. The dollar Swiss, we have the 200 period moving average, which we're currently at the minute. And we've got strong support just beneath these lows in crude oil. So, so our bias is to the downside. Let's just take note of these levels. So the euro dollar is below 106.29. The pound dollar, 128.30. The dollar Swiss, 88.10. And we're pretty close to support levels for crude oil. And then gold is, the wheels have fallen off the gold market quite aggressively. Now, if this comes back to 2533, that would become an interesting buy at these slightly lower levels. So this is a dollar related trade. We were interested to see, would we get that kind of follow through in the dollar? We weren't sure if we would, but it looks like we did, because the dollar is quite strong, and that risk seems to be coming out of gold for now. Okay, so so trade plan. So this is our, so crude oil, we're really down at the levels that we kind of want to be at. So what we need to do is to kind of try to get a bit of a bounce, or to start sell a bit of a bounce in crude oil, which is why we shouldn't really allow it to bounce back too aggressively. We're not too far off sort of taking or hitting our take profit on that trade. So we'll take crude oil off for now. Our bias is still only marginally lower, so there's no real opportunity there. So yesterday we were looking to get in to the euro dollar below the 06.82. Now we're looking at the 06.29. So that trade's worked out. The pound, we're now 50 pips lower at the 128.30. And the dollar yen, yeah, the dollar yen's rallied as well. Now, it hasn't made too much progress, so we'll have a look at the dollar Swiss instead. So dollar Swiss buy above. We're at the 200 period moving average. We get above it, we want to try and stick with it. above 88.10. Okay, so risk on euphoric market conditions. There's just an excitement. Clearly, there is appetite for putting capital to work, it seems. If I can just cut and paste this, we'll post it into the chat box for you guys. Yeah, so there we go. So I'm going to post that in now into the chat box. So feel free to take that away with you. It's what our expectations would be. So on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms to our European live trade room where we'll actually make the decisions around those trades, and we'll set up how we're going to try and maximize profits on those trades. And yeah, that's what we'll be doing now. So if you can join us for the European live trading mentorship room, then you're very welcome to do so. The major market narratives are kind of news related, post-Trump kind of rally. There'll come a point where that will settle down a little bit, and other influences will take a little bit more control of these markets. And we just want to be mindful of that shifting dynamic. Okay, so any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, guys, we let you go. Thank you for joining us as always. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow if you're not able to join us for our live trade rooms. For more information on that, do just go to our website, thelivetraderoom.com, and feel free to connect with us there if you need. Right then, we shall let you go. Thank you for joining us. We'll speak to you soon. My pleasure, guys. As always, take care of yourselves. Bye for now.